Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for a dollar a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades and aloe vera lubricating strip and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome ass grandfather had one blade and polio.
Looking good, pop up!
Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are gonna ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors, we're also making new jobs. Alejandra, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on. I know karate, I know jiu-jitsu, I drive like a gangster when I'm coming to see you.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. No, I am not the conservative curmudgeon. This is not his show. This is Rick Robinson. I'm the programming director here at KLRN Radio, and either in front of the mic or behind the scenes for pretty much every show we have, especially lately. Seems like I got thrown back into the deep end after I almost had a nervous breakdown. Just saying. Speaking of having a nervous breakdown, this is probably going to be a pretty ranty show, just so everybody is aware. If there's little kids around, however you're listening, you may want to put earmuffs on them or listen later. The reason we have a disclaimer. This is not federally regulated, and this is going to be one of those nights, so let's just get it out of the way. I fucking had it. Can we just start there? I have fucking had it. I've literally watched the Democrats enact policies over the last year and a half, 2 years, that have been geared at destroying this country. I know some of you that are leftists are listening to this show right now. You're like, what the hell is he talking about? If it wasn't for Joe Biden, we'd probably all be going into the dark right now. It's a good thing he can't remember the nuclear codes, or he'd probably already be glowing in the dark anyway. But that's a story for another day. Because here's the thing. So, you know how you know things are going really, really bad? Because remember when Biden was taking a victory lap over Project Warp Speed, you know, which was Trump's thing? Now the numbers about the truth behind the COVID vaccines are starting to come out. Now all of a sudden Project Warp Speed was Trump's baby again. You know why? Because Trump didn't know enough about what he was doing, which sometimes made him dangerous. So people that he trusted said, hey, we have to do this and we need to do this now. We don't have a choice. And now we're facing the consequences because, look, again, I probably would never sit down and have a beer with President Donald Trump. But at the end of the day, he's probably one of the better presidents we've had pre-COVID. Once COVID hit, he got played. And that's just all there is to it. I've said this before. I think a lot of what happened behind the scenes with COVID had more to do with the establishment trying to take Trump out of the knees because they saw a way to make him go away. And they needed him to go away because whether it was intentional or not, dude was shining a light on all kinds of things that we knew, but we didn't want to know we knew. Like exactly how crooked all of D.C. is. Yes, I said all of D.C. Looking at you, Turtle. You know who you are. All of D.C. is crooked, period, full stop. You don't like me saying it? Maybe you shouldn't act like a bunch of crooked asshats while you're there, because you're all a bunch of crooked asshats. You tell everybody what you think they want to hear to make sure you get the lever pulled, and then once you get the lever pulled, you just go back to doing your usual shit. Now, the one thing that I will say is crime is crazy. Pretty much everywhere you look, crime is up. Inflation is up. Money's not worth what it's being printed on for the most part anymore. Literally, because they're now starting to try to push you from using any actual coin change because it's cheaper to have them rounded up and you donate the change somewhere else. Because the stuff we're printing the coins with and making them out of is more expensive than the face value of the coins at this point. For the most part. So these are all bad things. So you have inflation going crazy. You have an unemployment rate, which is actually pretty decent, considering. But at the same time, you have people starting to lay people off. You have wages starting to be cut because they just can't make ends meet anymore. So while all of this is going on, and you have, you know, people beating the shit out of each other in the streets, you know, people, you know, beating the shit out of customs and Border Patrol agents, which we'll get to that here in a little bit. You have folks like the Democratic candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania, whose name currently escapes me and I don't have it in front of me. Dude literally just had a stroke. He's barely able to appear in public. Anytime he can appear in public, talks about how they're going to do away with the filibuster, and they're going to do away with this, and they're going to do away with that, and if you send him to D.C., he's going to do everything you want him to do. So, yeah, you're kind of thinking, well, it seems pretty radical. But then you have Dr. Oz. Again, I don't live in PA. If that's who you guys want to put up, that's great. I don't live there. He wouldn't have been my first choice, having, you know, done radio in Philadelphia for years. Would not have been my first choice. But at the same time, I'm going to say this. So while you got this guy basically, you know, standing up, sounding a lot like Joe Biden, 30 years younger, but even less coherent, which is really hard to pull off. You have Dr. Oz making a campaign commercial where he's complaining about the price of crudité. So for those of you who don't know what crudité is, basically a fancy French word for vegetable tray with dipping sauces. So he's talking about the broccoli and how much more expensive the broccoli is. And the carrots. And oh my god, I'm going to have to pay $5 for guacamole? Are you kidding me? You have all of these things that you could be talking about, and you make a commercial about how expensive crudité is. Philadelphia is predominantly blue-collar. Most of the people most of the people in Pennsylvania don't even know what the hell crudité is. It's kind of like when a bunch of Okies start hearing people talk about they're going to do some charcuterie boards. What the fuck is that? It's an adult Lunchable. Just call it that. It's a lot easier to keep up with. But that's the point. Dr. Oz should be wiping the floor with this guy, even if he is, according to Mitch McConnell, a bad candidate, which is another thing that pisses me off about Turtle. Because there's no such thing as a bad candidate, especially when the other side is trying to destroy the country. Mitch McConnell doesn't give a shit about saving the country. Mitch McConnell only cares about saving his own ass and being able to retain his power. He doesn't care whether he's minority speaker or not, or minority whatever the hell it is in the Senate, or majority. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter. And I know I'm rambling, but I'm pissed. So he doesn't care whether he's the guy in charge of the lesser group or the guy in charge of the more predominant group, as long as he's still the guy in charge. That's all he gives a shit about. First thing he said was, well, I could do more if it stopped sending me bad candidates. In other words, you people are too stupid to know who the fuck you're supposed to vote for. You should have listened to Mitch McConnell. This is who he is. This is who he's always been. He has pretended to be other things, but at the end of the day, he's only interested in conserving his own power as much as possible until the day that he dies. And that's it. None of these people that are in D.C. right now, save probably three or four, actually give a damn about you at all. The only thing they care about is how to get what they want while they're there, so he or she who has the most toys when they die wins. That's the new game of politics in America. He or she who has the most at the end wins. It's not about making life better for me and you. It's not about making things easier. It's not about saving the environment, despite what they're screaming at you right now. It's about making sure they get to hold on to power for as long as possible so they can suck as much marrow out of the financial system as they can while they're trying to destroy it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So let's recap, just to kind of keep up with, you know, what they're doing to destroy the economy. From day one, Joe Biden has attacked our energy sector. He basically just put the nail in the coffin with this whole inflation thing that he just passed, which is the exact opposite of an inflation reduction bill. Because basically he just turned over control of anything that emits any type of carbon footprint to the EPA. That includes the oil industry, the coal industry, the electric industry, so our infrastructure is about to die, in case you're wondering what they're up to. Let that sink in for a second. They have literally turned over to a bunch of unelected bureaucrats control of our entire energy sector through a back door. That is what Manchin allowed to pass, because Manchin was promised if this passed, they wouldn't do the other stuff that they were talking about doing, including student loan forgiveness. Well, guess what Biden's doing now? So, Manchin, I've been told that you've actually heard this show on a couple of occasions. So I hope you're listening right now, because you got played, and I don't feel sorry for you at all. Because lots of people tried to tell you that you were getting played. Or, you did exactly what you planned on doing in the first place. Because now you can go to your constituents and say, well, I only voted for this because they promised me if we did this, they wouldn't do that. Now he's trying to do it anyway. Technically, how he's doing it is all wrong and it's not my fault. It's all your fault. Because you fell for the bullshit. Let's just be real. If this is not a game, and with you I'm not sure, then this is all your fault because you fell for the bullshit. If it is a game, you deserve to be voted out of office and ran out of town on a rail. Whether they do that before or after they draw a quarter, you would be entirely up to them. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I'm just saying, it's going to be one of those nights. Speaking of one of those nights, I am still trying to narrow down the schedule for after I am done filling in for G. So we are going to take a really quick break while I try to see if I have any responses from anybody else that may actually plan on coming on after me. So, again, we're going to take a quick break. My name is Rick Robinson. You are listening to America Off the Rails, live on KLR Radio. We are America's podcast network. And this song fits me right now because I kind of need to be. Be right back.
So what 24 hours to go. I wanna be succeeded. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. I wanna be succeeded. Just give me to the airport. Put me on a plane. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Before I go to sleep. I can't control my fingers. I can't control my brain. Oh, no.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for a dollar a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades and aloe vera lubricating strip and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome ass grandfather had one blade and polio.
Looking good, pop up!
Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are going to ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors. We're also making new jobs. Alejandro, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay.
So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Rick Robinson. We are live right here on KLRN Radio. You are listening to America Off the Rails, and I have no idea who's coming on after me. this is going to be a smoke 'em if you got 'em night, just so you know, and I don't necessarily mean... Yeah, anyway. also, drink 'em if you got 'em. I'm literally trying not to have a stroke while trying to do everything else. Anyway, so, where was I before the break? Oh yeah, we were starting to talk about all of the things that are a burning dumpster fire, and nobody's talking about them or seems to care, at least in D.C. And then you have candidates like Dr. Oz talking about how pricey crudité is right now, because that's the most important thing on the planet when, you know, you have people being beaten down in the streets and shit. Just, look, at this point, so the first thing I'm going to say, if you are either Republican or conservative libertarian and you are afraid of telling people that because, well, if I admit how I feel, they're going to tell me that I'm a racist or that I'm this or I'm that, you know what? Fucking nut up. And I'm just saying it as real as I can, nut the fuck up. Because here's the thing, guys. This is their new trick. They've now figured out that if they call you, you know, a domestic terrorist or whatever, you're going to fucking start wringing your hands and sweating. But that's not me. That's not it. So all these people that are like, well, even if you look at the numbers from the people that are just generically saying whether they'll vote Democrat or Republican, the Democrats are wiping the floor with the Republicans right now. Yeah, it's because nobody wants to fucking admit they're a Republican. Because we're a bunch of fucking pussies. Well, I guess I should say they, because I'm not a Republican anymore. But the gist of it is, we are afraid people are not going to like us, so we're not willing to go to the mat. And that's the part that pisses me off the most about conservatives, because we're the ones that keep talking about how all throughout history, all of these great people laid everything on the line to give us what we have today. And when it comes to be our turn, we're like, can't we all just get along? Problem is, we can't. I said this the other day, I'm going to say it again. The rule of law, and more specifically, the Constitution, are basically a gentleman's agreement. When one side not only stops living up to their side of the agreement, but does everything they can to flaunt said agreement or circumvent said agreement, then we have a huge problem because we're playing by one set of rules while they're playing by another. And I know nobody wants to hear this, but we have to figure out what we're going to do. Because we can't keep saying, well, we'll get them at the ballot box. Really? Because how much you want to bet in the next month or so there's going to be something else that breaks out that locks down the world? Why do you think they're already talking about China again? It worked last time. They're going to do it again. They have to. They can't win otherwise. Because nothing they're doing is working. The media is spinning it for them as hard as they can. The damn weaponized Justice Department is all over it like freaking white on rice. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I say that anymore? Is that considered? You know, yeah, fuck them. But here we sit. The country's on fire.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Paul, that was supposed to help with inflation, is going to do the exact opposite. Now Joe Biden, rather than putting water on the fire that is inflation, is now going to add, what, 300 million more? Was it million or trillion? I don't have the numbers in front of me. All I know is a lot of damn money. Because through executive order, he's going to say, you don't have student loan debt anymore. So for those of you who have been keeping score since Joe Biden took office, if you are a renter, you got a bailout. If you have lots of kids, you got a bailout. If you got an underwater basket weaving degree through University of what the fuck ever and can't afford to pay it back now because you spent umpteen years on a bachelor's degree that is fucking worthless, guess what? As long as you make below X amount of dollars, you're about to get 10 grand of that wiped away. And actually, at this point, I think he's even talking about doing away with the loads. I don't know. I have the audio here somewhere. I'll find it in a minute. Because yeah, why not? You know, let's just give away everything. You know what? I'm literally pulling a page from the leftist playbook right now about this whole people can identify as whatever the hell they want. You know what? My mortgage now identifies as a student loan. I'm currently awaiting student loan forgiveness. 10 grand, 20 grand, whatever you got. I'm good. Let's just make it happen. Because my mortgage is now a student loan. About to call my bank. Be like, Joe Biden just called student, basically forgave a bunch of student loan stuff, and I'm going to not be sending my mortgage payments anymore because it now identifies as a student loan. Oh, good God. All right. Hang on. I don't know if I can share this. Oh. No, it's not going to let me. All right. I'll have to do it in a minute. Anyway, a friend of mine on Twitter just dropped a hell of a meme. I'll have to find it and get it. I'll do it from my phone. It'll be easier in a minute when we go to break. Hang on just a second. I knew I should have earmarked it. I had it, and then I lost it. And now it's not wanting to pull up. Oh, well, watch this. But anyway, so while I'm looking at this, let's just let the irony of this sink in. So we now have President Joe Biden going back on what candidate Joe Biden said, because I can't do student loan forgiveness by myself. I can't do it. I need your help, because it's going to have to happen through Congress. And then, it didn't happen through Congress. I was looking for the... Wait, is that it? Nope, that's not it. Funny, I can't seem to find... And I saw him tweeting about it earlier. Now I can't seem to find it. Did they tell him he shouldn't tweet about it anymore? Is that what's going on? don't think this is the audio that I was looking for, but it should still be entertaining. Hang on.
I will never apologize for helping Americans, working Americans and middle class, especially not to the same folks who voted for a $2 trillion tax cut that mainly benefited the wealthiest Americans and the biggest corporations, that slowed the economy, didn't do a hell of a lot for economic growth, and wasn't paid for, and racked up this enormous deficit. Just as we've never apologized when the federal government forgave almost every single cent of over $700 billion in loans to hundreds of thousands of small businesses across America during the pandemic. No one complained that those loans caused inflation. A lot of these folks in small businesses are working in middle-class families. They needed help. It was the right thing to do.
Except you're a lying asshat, because everybody that I know that had pandemic relief loans that was below a certain dollar amount in income has had to pay every penny of it back. Because if you don't get it from them off the top, you get it back when they file their taxes. You know who hasn't had to pay back millions of dollars of PP loans? You know the whole, you know, COVID, you know, gonna make everything better loans. Polly P, Mr. Paul Pelosi, has had millions of dollars in COVID loans. Those have all been forgiven. However, most of the American public that he's talking about is having to pay back their loans. Speaking of Mr. Polly P, you know, he got some jail time out of this whole, you know, blew a breathalyzer, wrapped his car around something, you know, fucked everything up. You know how much jail time he got? 5 days. 5 days. So he was given credit for the 4 days that he was in lockup waiting for the settlement to go through, and his final day is going to be done in 8 hours of community service, and he has to pay a rather large amount of fines by the time this is all said and done. But the amount of money they're talking about for him would be like you or me having to come up with maybe $700, $800. You ever get tired of there being two justice systems? Because if you or I had done the things that he had done, we would still be sitting in jail. Awaiting trial. Much less having a settlement that wound up... Basically, he gave a bunch of money and got 5 days in jail. Welcome to America. You know, I used to talk about the fact that there really was no difference between the rich and the poor in America. That's not true anymore. The funny thing is, the same people that are doing all these things because they're supposedly trying to make life better are in reality making it worse. Because the simple fact of the matter is, before the government got in the student loan business, colleges were mostly specialized schools. You went to a particular school to learn a particular set of skills, and that was pretty much what it was for. So you had the law schools, the medical schools, you had general colleges, but even those weren't as general as they are today. Thanks to student loans and all of the government money that are pouring into universities right now, they have basically decided that they're going to make college grades 13, 14, 15, and 16. Because college didn't used to be the rounded education part. College was where you drilled down and got the degree you needed for whatever path you were going into, and that was it. But when the government got involved, the colleges went, ooh, if the government's getting involved, we can start making them take more mandatory courses and keep them having to sign up for more stuff and getting more money from the government and this, that, and the other. And it all became a Ponzi scheme. The Ponzi scheme has gotten too top-heavy, too many people aren't being able to pay anything back, and it's hurting the government on the back end because they're basically the creditor for most of these notes that we're talking about, so they're wanting to wipe them out. Meanwhile, people like me and you, who either did it right, or didn't go to college, are having to foot the bill, or will be. There is no forgiveness. This is a shell game. The government's taking a bunch of money that is owed to itself spreading it out amongst you and me so that we have to pay for it so their balance sheet looks better. That's what this is. They aren't forgiving anything. So this is what I'm going to say today for anybody who's listening. If you are going to run for office, this is one of the things that I suggest that you run for and on. Getting the government out of education. Period. Before Carter created the Department of Education, we were like number one, number two in the world education-wise. I went back and looked at a bunch of numbers today. Depending on where you look, they still claim that we're at least number two or number three, but that's bullshit. But the simple fact of the matter is, our education system sucks. It's so bad that now half the time people going on to college have to go back and finish high school credit that they shouldn't have been able to graduate without to be able to get the degree they need in college. Because we now live, I'm conservative, was Republican until a few years ago, and my first election, 1992, I voted for George W. Bush. I'm sorry, George Herbert Walker Bush, the first one. But in between all the school programs that were started under his watch and then the No Child Left Behind thing a few years later, it became a we're going to drag you along whether you're ready or not instead of No Child Left Behind. And then colleges started having to pick up the slack, but they didn't really give a shit because they were getting government money to pick up the slack anyway. So they basically become high school plus. And they don't care. Because they've been able to latch onto the government teat. So they don't care. Meanwhile, you have people that are getting degrees in things like the humanities and underwater basket weaving and all these other stupid courses that don't amount to anything because their guidance counselors be like, well, at this point, to get any job, you pretty much have to have a degree. You have to have at least a bachelor's degree, but it doesn't really matter what the bachelor's degree is in. So just go get one. And then people are getting bachelor's degrees in underwater basket weaving and then trying to go get a job at a Fortune 500 company. And they're like, well, your thing only says you have to have a bachelor's degree. Did you not read the part where it also says that you have to have X amount of experience in this field? If your degree did not have anything to do with this field? Well, that's not what my guidance counselor said. What am I going to do with this $500,000 underwater basket weaving bachelor's degree? Joe Biden needs to pay off my shit. And that's where we live now. That's where we are. Whether we want to be or not, that's where we are. And I have to admit, it's a not for me. Straight up not. At this point, I'm screaming, stop the world, I want to get off. Nobody's listening to me, though. There's a really good point. If you can afford a $60,000 electric car, you can damn well pay back your student loans. Yeah, I just saw that in one of the Twitter groups that I'm in. Had to share that. All right, we're going to take another quick break, get things reset, and come back, finish the final segment here in just a bit. I still have not heard from the crew that's supposed to be coming on behind me, so I don't know what we're doing tonight. I don't know. I may rant just a little while longer for all I know. Shit. Who knows? We'll figure it out in a minute. You know what? It's been a minute. I think it's time. Hang on. It's going to take me a second because I got to get it queued up from somewhere else. Somebody dropped this at work the other day and it made me think of Ron, so. Alright, we'll be back. Stay tuned. that.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. Behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for a dollar a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades, and aloe vera lubricating strip, and a pivot head. It's so gentle, a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome-ass grandfather had 1 blade and polio. Looking good, Pop-Up! Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are going to ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors. We're also making new jobs. Alejandro, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on.
I know karate, I know jiu-jitsu, I drive like a gangster when I'm coming to see you.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
We can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Save the dance, oh, let's save the dance. Yes, save the dance.
Skip on my own show tonight. I know you'd be proud of me. Alright, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is America Off the Rails. I have no idea what we're doing after me, so I may just keep going for a little bit while I try to sort some stuff out, because we're just about to the top of the hour anyway, and I still haven't really heard from anyone else, and I know my usual cohort that dives in just had oral surgery again, so he's trying to see how numb he's going to be, so I'm trying to buy him some extra time, and who knows. At some point, I may just decide we're done for the night one way or the other. But I still have lots of things I want to talk about, because, everything's on fire. And I haven't done this in a while. So, you know, there's a lot of pent-up shit, because, you know, everything's on fire, and everybody's trying to pretend it's okay, and we're going to get through it, and we're going to figure it out, and I can't really do that anymore. I just can't. I've been trying. I really have. But so, you know, in case you're, you know, you have the scorecard for the we're all gonna die home game. I should really make that. Inflation is at a 40-year high. The Inflation Reduction Act, which is now the Inflation Reduction Law, is going to do the exact opposite, which means we're about to have even more inflation. And now Joe Biden is about to throw even more money into an already gluttonous economy and make our money worth even less, which is what happens that causes inflation. Too much money in circulation makes the money not go so far. You want to, and I tweeted this yesterday. You want to know how I know that everybody's really starting to figure out that our economy is rapidly headed to the shitter? And I don't mean to put it that way, but in this case, you know, to coin a phrase from Crazy Uncle Eddie, shitter's getting full! You know how I know that everybody's starting to figure it out? You remember how for a while, like, dollar menus from fast food restaurants were disappearing? Like, there wasn't the, you know, $1, $2, $3 menus, and they were starting to go away, and it wasn't a thing. And now, granted, now they're all geared towards apps. But now that I'm back in the office, there's a Sonic not too far from where I'm working, and I realized I forgot to pack a lunch yesterday. So when it got close to lunchtime, I pulled up on the app, found out there was a Sonic less than a mile and a half from where I was, and punch things up, and all of a sudden I'm seeing all these 2-for-5 deals I ain't seen in a very long time, and I'm like, oh, not only do I get to eat lunch, I get to eat a cheap lunch, yay! And then it dawned on me because I started going into all the other apps that I have on my phone, and all of them have value menus again. They haven't in a long time. I mean, they've had, like, little deals here and there where if you have the app, you qualify for them. But it wasn't the, you know, 2-for-5s, whatever. Most people weren't doing those anymore. Now everybody's starting to do it again because we've gotten to the point where we can't even afford fucking fast food again. It's pretty bad. So, in other news, I thought this was interesting. There was a primary last night. Charlie Crist, who won Florida's Democratic gubernatorial primary on Tuesday, declared on Wednesday that he does not want the votes of Floridians who support Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and suggested that DeSantis backers harbor hate within their hearts. Those who support the governor should stay with him and vote for him, Chris said, adding emphatically, I don't want your vote if you have that hate in your heart. Keep it there. I want the vote of the people of Florida who care about our state, Chris said on Wednesday. Bold strategy there, Cotton. Bold strategy, Cotton. Not sure it's going to work out for you very well, but it's a really bold strategy. Let's see how that plays out. And here we go. The guy is anti-democracy, I'll be pro-democracy. He's anti-women, I'll be pro-women. He's anti-African-American, I'm pro-African-American, Chris said about DeSantis. He's anti-freedom. Ron and doesn't respect your freedom if you're a woman. He doesn't respect your freedom if you're African-American, Chris claimed. I'm going to try this. The Blaze is notorious for loading shit with ads, but I have their audio, or, well, video, I think. I guess we'll see.
Those who support the governor should stay with him and vote for him, and I don't want your vote. If you have that hate in your heart, keep it there. I want the vote of the people of Florida who care about our state. Good Democrats, good independents, good Republicans. Unify with this ticket. Unify with Val Demings and Charlie Crist. Unify with us. Those who are haters, you're going to go off in your own world. And you better get right. I'll explain his position on abortion for you. He signed a bill, the 15-week bill. And it's so awful that it doesn't include any exception for rape or incest. That's barbaric. Look, I was raised with 3 sisters. I respect them. I'm an only son. He obviously doesn't. He doesn't respect your right to choose about your health care and your body, and we should all respect each other. Listen, I wear these yellow wristbands every day. It talks about the golden rule.
All right, well, that sound you heard was the ladies of the Red Wine trying to get a hold of me because they finally responded. So we're going to shut things down and make room for them. This is Rick Robinson. You've been listening to America Off the Rails. I hate to abruptly end it, but I hadn't heard from anybody, so I was trying to fill our time. We'll see you guys later. Good night!
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.